Hello, lovelies. Welcome to this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today, and if you love it, please remember to like, share, review, and subscribe. So I've made a decision. All of us, everyone, we need to lighten up. Like, seriously, we need to lighten up. Everybody's way too intense. I mean, I get that there's a lot of things going on in the world and that we all have stuff going on in our own lives, but when we take any single thing too seriously, man, we're going to go crazy. For real. Like, I know that there's a lot out there about needing singular focus. And that's great if you have a particular goal and you don't go into the dark about it. Okay? When we focus too hard on any one thing, we can get mental. You know, when I say that, I don't mean like crazy. I mean, we can flip it on its end and start going to the negative, right? Instead of thinking about success, we end up thinking about somebody, you know, thwarting our efforts or whatever. It's crazy. And what happens when we think about any one thing too long and it gets too intense is our brain starts to jump around. Now, what it's trying to do is get us to divide our focus, to quit focusing on this one thing so much that it's making us crazy, and to have a more balanced, well-rounded life and brain. But a lot of people manifest what feels and looks and is often diagnosed as ADD. And it's actually just the brain trying really, really hard to protect you. It's saying, I'm going to quit thinking about one thing to hopefully get you to quit thinking about one thing, right? Now, this happens, to be clear, before anybody gets upset with me, I get it. Sometimes it is chemical, for sure. Sometimes it is whatever, right? Science. Sometimes it is for real your brain trying to protect you. If I had a nickel for every child, student that I knew that developed ADD after some kind of tragedy, the loss of a parent or whatever, right? I'd have at least a whole dollar. Okay. This is very, very common. And when you actually teach that child or adult that they can tell their brain, I know how to think about more than one thing. I do not have to focus on one thing anymore. I don't need this kind of thinking to protect me. Those symptoms that look like ADD get smaller and smaller and smaller and eventually go away. Assuming people don't go back to the same old behavior, right? Your brain is telling you, choose to have multiple things to focus on. So if focusing on work makes you crazy, if you're just thinking about not getting the promotion or getting fired or somebody out to get you or whatever it is, if you're thinking everybody's thinking about you, you're too worried about that one thing. I mean, unless you're not doing a good job and you're not trying, right? That's a different story, different episode. But if you're going in and you're doing your job and you're still anxious about it, you need to have something else that is equally, if not more important than that in your world. Now, if you're already telling me, well, I've got work and family. Okay, great. Do you have balanced thinking about that? Do you have healthy thinking about that? Or do you have a tendency to go into anxiety or concern, worry, whatever, right? If so, add something else to your list of things that matter to you, right? And if you're bombarded by things, remove some stuff, right? Like, this doesn't have to be important if it's not important. Whatever this happens to be. Now, a real simple example of something that is a very controllable thought and goal is actually health and fitness, because either you exercise or you don't, either you eat right or you don't, you do have control over that, right? So it's actually, despite the fact that people tell them it makes them crazy, it's actually quite a simple thing to choose and then just to be okay with what you choose. If you choose to eat the cake, you choose to eat the cake. Right? Cause and effect, whatever. But you can be very clear when you're thinking about that. It's a yes, a no, a cause and effect, a choice. And there's not as many factors to it, right? It's kind of simple. Eat the dessert or don't, right? Pay attention or don't. I just talked to someone yesterday. She goes out to eat for every single meal, and she was eating a dessert every single night, not thinking that it could be horrific, right? One of the places they go at least once a week, the dessert that she was getting had 1,900 calories. A woman her size should not be eating much more than 1,900 calories in a day. Well, that's self-sabotage because she was too busy thinking about her children and her husband and her work. And she wasn't thinking about her health. In the meantime, by not having that one extra goal, that other division of thought, she was obsessed, right? She was worried about what her family was doing all the time and their mental health and their physical health. And she was worried about her job and failing at her project. When if she had just allowed herself to open herself up and have this one more area to think about, she wouldn't have gone in the dark about those things. Are you following me? We need to lighten up. We need to quit thinking about one thing all the time. You need to ask yourself, how does this thinking serve me? If it doesn't, change it. It is that simple. It may take effort at first, right? It's training your brain the same way you train a dog or a child or anything else, right? You may have to put up a sticky note to remind you. That's okay. Do what it takes. Change your thinking. How does this thinking serve me? Kiss the frog and turn it into a prince, right? So I'm worried too much about what people think about me. Perhaps I need to change how I think about me. I'm going to kiss that frog. I'm going to learn the lesson. I'm going to turn it into a prince, right? I'm not feeling strong. I'm going to do something about that. I'm going to kiss that frog. I'm going to turn it into a prince. Your thinking is scattered and fragmented and all over the place. Your brain is trying to tell you what to do. Give yourself something else constructive to think about. Kiss that frog, turn it into a prince, right? Remember, it's been a long time since we've talked about free won't. Free will is a great thing. It is choice, but it can be overwhelming. Perhaps we need to return to a focus on free won't. No, I won't trap myself in negative thinking. No, I won't trap myself under one goal as if that thing is the most important thing in the whole entire universe, and then make myself dark and heavy. No, I won't just focus on what's wrong in the world and let that make me dark and heavy when I can lighten up. Lighten up. Lighten up, everybody. Turn on something else. Listen to some music or listen to yourself. Make sure that you spend some time on the regular, preferably every day, but at least once a week. Spend some time in the quiet. Okay, that doesn't have to be an overwhelming thought. Do something in the quiet, right? You can be doing the dishes or whatever. But instead of just thinking about how much you hate the dishes, be mindful. See where your mind wanders. And of course, make sure you don't flip that. You don't misinterpret it, right? If you remember something, don't let yourself go in the dark. Maybe you remember something that someone said to you that bothered you. Don't just sit there and be bothered. Ask yourself, say it with me. What do I learn and how do I grow? Your brain is bringing it back to you. The universe is bringing it back to you to revisit it. Our thinking goes in different places. This is freedom. And beloved, the demons will fight for their life right before they die. And you know, I don't mean demons like boo. Okay, I mean your own demons, your own negative thinking, your own darkening goals, your own bad habits, they will fight for life just like everything else. You may have seen, I actually reposted a tweet from an actor. I wish I could think of his name, I'm sorry. But it said that despite the fact that it looks like racism is growing in our country, that what it is actually doing is fighting for its life because it is being smothered. Beloved, we do have to remember that the demons fight for their life before they die. Whether it's racism or fear or our own negative thinking or whatever it is, right? Be careful. Don't misinterpret them as monsters coming to get you. Interpret them as something ready to die and open your eyes and see clearly. Someone told me something really cool. I think it was yesterday. She told me that her friend told her that what had happened to her recently, and she is being held accountable, being blamed for something that she had really nothing to do with. That's not even true in her work environment. And her friend, a coworker, thank you for the loving coworkers, told her that it is as if the lights turned off and there was a big bang and somebody pulled out the gun and shot. And when they flipped the lights on, instead of shooting the criminal, they shot the dog. What do they do after that? They backpedal. They try to find a reason why they shot the dog. Was the dog going to attack them? No, it was a nice dog, right? Not everything that sounds loud and bad and scary is there to get to you. Turn the light on. Lighten up. Laugh. Ask yourself, is it really that important? Okay, yes, if it is your job, yes, I get that you need money. I get that you need to pay your bills and we all need to save for retirement, something that most of us are grossly behind on. And I get that and I get the weight of something like that. But being continually afraid that something's going to go wrong at your job does not help you meet that goal at all. At all. Quit wasting your time. Say, no, I won't. I have free won't and I won't do this, and do something else. If it needs to be physical, let it be physical, right? Paint the house, ride your bike, do the dishes, mow the yard, go for a walk, call a friend, read a book, I don't know, anything. Crochet. I'd like to learn how to do that. Beloved, we have to be sure that we don't jump to conclusions. The misinterpretation of everything is so rampant. People misinterpret their dreams, right? You dream that your child dies and you freak out and you think it's a premonition. That's not how dreams work, right? It's telling you you're letting some quality that that child holds die within yourself. And honey, it's probably that you need to lighten up. Right? Lighten up. Lighten up. We have intuition about something and we go in the dark about it. Oh God, that horrible thing I just had a premonition about. It's going to come and get me. It's awful. It's happening. No, beloved, it is an opportunity to ask yourself, what behaviors do I exhibit that will lead me there? And what can I do about it? How can I change? How can I grow? What new goals and new thoughts and new focus can I have? Can I switch to, or can I add, depending on the situation? Let's make our most important goals, our biggest ones, the ones in the forefront of our mind, the ones that are the most attainable. You understand? Set yourself up to succeed. Don't set yourself up to fail. Have big, lofty goals. Set them at the top of the staircase. Say this, the equivalent, or something better, and take the steps as they light up. Achieve the little things. Follow through with what you know you can do. Can you paint a room? Can you lose a pound? Can you write your mom a letter once a month? What is it? Pick something and let that be important to you. Desire is such a tricky thing. And we can misinterpret that too. We desire freedom. And we assume it has something to do with human material things. We assume it has to do with having enough money. We assume it has to do with having the right people. And let's be clear, those things help, right? If you never had to worry about another bill in your life, it would be nice. But you're still a person and you still have thoughts and things, anxiety and people and all the things, right? We need to make sure that when we look at our desires, we look at what's underneath it. We desire freedom. Well, let me tell you, I have a client who's one of the richest women in Dallas, and she is not free because she's always thinking about what people are thinking and if they love her or if they're using her. That's not freedom. And I know some people are thinking you'd like to have that problem. I get it. Okay. But it's still there. It's still a concern. It's still not freedom. And we forget often that different people have different size plates. Somebody actually shared a meme with me a couple weeks ago. I posted it this week. So if you want to find it, you could find it on my social media, on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, whatever. I'm going to read it to you right now. It says, maybe you think someone doesn't have a lot on their plate compared to you, but maybe their plate is smaller than yours and doesn't have a lot of room to begin with. Or maybe their plate is paper and their flimsy paper plate can't hold as much as your sturdy ceramic plate can. Don't expect other people to view things, problems, incidences the same way you do. Maybe they have a bigger plate than you. Some people have a really big plate and they can handle a lot until they can't, right? And some people can't handle very much at all, and that's okay. That has to do with circumstances beyond our understanding, beyond our control, and it's okay. We have to quit being so judgmental. We have to quit letting that thing that we're thinking about be everybody else and make it a goal that we can actually have for us. You understand? Remember, you don't have to just choose. You also have to think, right? You have to think about what you're choosing. You have to train those thoughts and shape them and grow them and do whatever it takes to do that. You can make a vision board. You can make a sticky note. You can have a friend promise to ask you once a week. You can do all kinds of things. Calendar. I started with a calendar. Have I told y'all that? I put the things on a calendar and I said that this calendar is my Bible, right? And I would put the things that were my goals, no matter what it was. And I would not let anybody or anything take that time because I had already made it for that, whether it was to think about a goal, to pursue it, to go to Target, whatever it was. And I still do that sometimes. I don't have to lean on it as much because what it was a tool to help me shape my focus and my thinking, to divide my time in a healthier way. And you can do that too. And you can kiss the frog and make it beautiful, even if it stays a frog. Right? Like, let's look at things differently. They don't always have to like completely change into something else now, do they? Sometimes we can see them with new eyes. A welcome distraction, a welcome challenge, a chance to learn. What we can't do is keep doing the same thing. We have to remember to tell ourselves, no, I won't. I won't react in the same old way. I won't wallow in fear. I won't be swayed by the behaviors and actions of other people or what I perceive their reactions should be. I will not give in to pain or to the promise of pleasure. I choose. I accept. I claim the power to ignite a new passion and directive into my life. I will remove what I won't until I discover what I will. If you don't give yourself a chance to view other goals and other priorities, you'll never get to figure out what is the thing, what is the focus that gives you clarity. And then all the other things fall into place. So explore, beloved. Don't just keep staring at the same old thing. Because in the end, we all really need to lighten up. If we lighten up, the world will too. It's the 100th monkey, remember? When there's enough of us, we tip the scales, and the effort will be worth it. Until next time, beloved, namaste.
Hi, beauties. My name is Megan, and I couldn't pass up an opportunity to share who Jennifer Hall really is with all of you. Jennifer is a gifted woman who loves to share the tips and tricks of mastering lessons from the universe through real-life experiences. When I found Jennifer about 2 years ago, I did not know what to expect. My past conditioning had me fearing psychics and avoiding them, and that was something I overcame within my first conversation with Jennifer. She has no desire to control you or make decisions for you, but she will tell you what's best for your highest good, and it's up to you to do the work or not. It's very common for people to seek out a psychic to read the future, and sure, it's human nature to want to know what we don't know to find the certainty in life, but what you actually get through Jennifer is so much deeper than knowing with certainty. It's really about how to grow through the uncertainty and embrace the power each of us hold deep within our own sovereignty and untapped gifts. Jennifer has helped me grow through many lessons in life. Relationship lessons with my husband of 15 years, my gifted and stubborn children, career lessons that involved overcoming complacency and dealing with difficult bosses, and of course, lessons for my spiritual growth and tapping into and embodying my own authenticity. Her podcast, Lessons from the Universe, is food for the soul. It is channeled wisdom, and it is personal wisdom that she picked up as she learned and grew into who she is today. Jennifer is well known and sought out. I have people from all over the world reaching out to me to provide a referral to her so that she can speak with them and they're able to meet her. This podcast makes it possible for people all over the world to receive her messages and receive the love that she pours into the collective. If you aren't a patron today, please consider becoming one and donating as much as $1 per month. If all of her beloved fans donated just $1, it would make an amazing impact on her offerings to the world. I meet with Jennifer monthly, and I'm also a patron because I believe so much in the lessons from the universe, and I have witnessed the beauty in learning and growing, the beauty in overcoming and smashing the many bubbles of conditioning that I succumbed to in my past. I have a new, more powerful story, and a big part of this story is embracing lessons from the universe. Your story will continue to change, and your donations will help many others change their stories across the globe, allowing the story of the collective to change for the best as well. If you love and live through the lessons from the universe as much as I do, like, share, and become a patron, and watch Lessons from the Universe take the rest of the world by surprise in the best ways possible. Sending light and love to all of you. Namaste.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. If you haven't already, I want to personally invite you to come out and find me on social media and at my webpage, psychicjenniferhall.com. If you are inspired by the podcast and want more content, consider clicking that patron button on Podbean, or you can support the show at paypal.me/universallessonsllc, or by visiting our swag shop at spreadshirt.com. You can find the direct link on my Facebook page and my webpage. If you have questions, consider attending one of my quarterly seminars here in Dallas, or book your own educational session from anywhere in the world using the link that you can find on Facebook or on my webpage. I am sending each of you love, light, clarity, and wisdom. And I want you to know that whether you realize it or not, there's a little brunette with a podcast that's got your back.